Pasuk in the Reyomim. Vayomer kol ha'shorim v'ha'shoros b'kinei seihem. Yeshiyahu ad ha'yom. Adin l'chayk al Yisrael v'hinam k'subim al ha'kinois. The pasuk says that k'inosim al Yeshiyahu ad ha'yom to this day. Vayinum l'chayk al Yisrael. Rashi, Yitnum Lachoy, Kishim Yizdam Alhem Shum Tsar Bechiyo, Shem Ekonanim Uboichim, Alam Oero. Whenever they have a situation where they have to cry, Hem Askirim Zeh Tsar Imoy, they talk about the Tsar of Yoshio. Dugma Batisha Bab Shem Askirim Kinois, Al Harugim, Vigzeris, Shirubim, Biyomenu, Can you become a Mois Yoshio? The same way we add into the kinois, the tzoris, which in our time, Rashi's writing, they constantly added in the kino for Yeshio that Yirmiyo said. So there's a chayk in Klal Yisrael. To this day, we always have to be mekanan on Yeshio. Vitum lechayk. This is the way it's going to be from now on. There's always going to be any time we have a tzora, we have a hesped, we speak about Yoshio again. What? Why? Why is Yoshio still? It's a tzora. Ravari mentioned before, it was a tzora of hope. This was the last hope from before the Churban. Kleisel could have, if had they done the full tshuva under Yeshio, the Kribbin would not have happened. They did not do that. They did not listen. And the Kribbin happened. It's one element. But is that a reason why it should be there for all the generations? Chazal say about Chizkiyo HaMelech, he could have been Mashiach. And he said the shir that he was supposed to say, he could have been Mashiach. He didn't do that. And then after the Gevaldik Yeshua, which happens to Klal Yisrael, there comes children, a child and a grandchild, Rishoyim. And out of that lack of shira, and the child and a grandchild, of which are Rishoyim, which are the Sibur for the Churban, the family is finally destroyed and one child is saved. He was a young man. He's 8 years old. Those who killed out the Amorim decided to save him. You could possibly argue that they believed that they could control him. He was a young boy. They could run the Malchus as they desired. It didn't happen like that. After Kufa, he starts being Darish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He changes Klal Yisrael. He removes the word of Zorah. And the Psukim in Malachim and the Psukim in the Reyomim have an interesting kinach. In Malachim it says that he did it. In the Reyomim it says that they did it. It wasn't just the Melech doing it. He had changed Klal Yisrael. Possibly his Kiyo who made the Midon by Be'er Sheva. There was nobody who didn't know Tumah V'Tahara. By Yeshio, they did it. He was able to inspire the nation. The godless of Mashiach, the godless of the person who's supposed to be Mashiach, is not that he is Kadosh Baruch was the Melech. Mashiach's role is to make us recognize that Kadosh Baruch was the Melech. The godless of a Mashiach inspires us and changes us and makes us aware that there's something greater in ourselves. Klal Yisrael rose to the occasion under Yeshio. The Kina says that on the oven of Litzani Hador, he didn't listen to the Navi. The Medrash says there wasn't a direct command of the Navi by Yirmiyo. He wouldn't go connect a tzibi of a novi. Didn't the Torah? He loved Tishma'un. He had a pasuk in Chumash, but it doesn't say it like that. It says, "Love Tishmon." Even if the Navi tells you to go against the Torah, you listen to the Navi. So what was the conversation? So the Medrash says the conversation between Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu. Says Mitzrayim is coming to fight Mitzrayim, and Yeshayahu does not want to let them pass through the land of Ephraim. He says, but he says, Yeshayahu Hanavi said there's going to be a fight between Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. Don't get involved. He says, my Rebbe said so. That's what Yirmiyahu says. Yeshayahu says back, but the Rebbe of your Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo Sabar, it's going to be a post of Sati Shalom Ba'or, it's not going to be even an army going through, not against you, but for somebody else. They're talking and learning. Yeshayahu said this. It wasn't a direct command to him. It wasn't specifically talking about this issue. He says there's going to be a fight between Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. Yirmiyahu was touching up that this is what Yeshayahu Hanavi meant. He's saying, yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu says not like that in the Chumash. They're talking and learning. And the result is he's held culpable for not listening to Yirmiyahu Hanavi, listening to Yeshayahu Hanavi. The Rishon gave the Gedolim, and Yeshayahu was a Gadol b'Yisrael. He gave an understanding, the Gedolim an understanding, a Yirmiyahu Hanavi an understanding which he didn't have, Yeshayahu didn't have. Yeshayahu should have recognized that there's an understanding in Pshat and a Gemara, Pshat and a Chazal, Pshat and a Posik. I understand Pshat. They understand better. For him to be the dogma for Klal Yisrael, for him to be the dogma for Klal Yisrael of how to act, to be the Mashiach which is going to inspire and direct and give a direction, he fell short. For sure, because he trusted that point, he had to recognize his limitations. Part of godless is the recognition of the limitations. And that point he missed. We're looking forward to Mashiach. And Mashiach is a person, we Rav mentioned Ben Kreziva, Bar Kochla, Ben Kreziva. He didn't listen to Rabbi Lezer and Hamadoy. Didn't trust. That clarity, the understanding of your limitations, that's godless. That point was missing. You can't lead a generation and inspire them for all of their godless that they have and recognize everything that they have when you can't say at some point, I don't have that. Because then nothing is real. Nothing is true. See, even though it wasn't a direct command of a Navi, which that is obvious that you listen, it was the calling upon the person to recognize his own limitations. Yeshayahu didn't have that. The inspiration of Mashiach was missing. Rabbi mentioned before the Nakuda of hope. The Tocheles. You can imagine Klaisa under Yeshayahu had dreams. They've been told the Nevuah of Churban. They've already been told the Nevuah of Churban. And here's somebody who's pulling it together. They saw Mashiach. They saw everything is going to work out. And that excitement and that confidence overrode them and overpushed them that there's still a limit. It's not yet. There's still an issue. It's not perfect. And that they couldn't recognize. The inspiration we hope for is inspiration which is emes. The tzar that we have is that we don't find the emes. We get so excited we miss the emes. And there's emes there, but it's not perfect. We have to recognize the limitation, and we don't recognize the limitation. The result is horrible. Yirmiyahu was kaveya chayk that every time we say a kina, and we spoke about last night, that the kud of kina really is the avol, the but. It's not perfect. It's the avol, but this is not real. This can't be the real reality of Klal Yisrael. And that brings to the second but of Nechama, which is that things will change, and this is taka, not the reality. Every time we say akina, we have to be reminded that when we start making dreams, the dreams, we have to understand the clarity and the limitations of what those dreams are and where it's not perfect, and how to make it, build from there and make it perfect. Yirmiyahu was conveying that this is the chesaron that the Klal Yisrael has, that we get swept up and we get excited and we don't think. So every time there's a chesaron, there's a kino, and we think about that, we have to stop and think about the clarity that we need to be able to move forward.